You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. Fewer teenagers in Michigan are dying from accidents and disease, but teen deaths from suicide continue to rise. We need to talk to our teens about mental health issues, about suicide. But how? The Michigan chapter of the National Alliance on Mental Illness is offering some powerful new programs to high schools aimed at students, teachers, and parents. Allison Payne is a state trainer with NAMI Michigan, a volunteer also for NAMI in Washtenaw County, and an assistant professor at Lansing Community College. Good to have you with us.
Thank you.
How did you come to be involved with NAMI Michigan?
Well, it's a journey that most of us don't want to take, and it involves our own children, which is where most of us with NAMI are there because of our children or our family members. So my son became suicidal when he was about 13, and it's a rude awakening for any parent. Thankfully, I was directed towards a NAMI class called NAMI Basics. We now have something called NAMI Family to Family class, which is a free class for parents or other family members living in support of people with mental health conditions. So I became involved, started researching, got involved with lots of things. I'm now teaching, presenting, talking to lots of people.
What did NAMI give you in terms of tools that helped you help your son?
NAMI gave me understanding, it gave me information, and it gave me hope. And I think hope is probably the biggest part of it all, because you are meeting people who have lived with a mental health condition, and you are learning some of the treatments because of their informational aspect. You're also meeting lots of people who've been through things very similar to yourself. And having hope gives you the strength to get through the days sometimes when it's a really rough day.
How is he now?
He's doing very, very well, thank you. He has come out of a large part of his depression. He's a college student. He's working. He has a girlfriend. He's happy. You don't get cured from mental health conditions, but you can get a whole lot better. And he's a whole lot better.
So the idea of programs like these ones aimed for high schools, for students, teachers, mm-hmm. and parents, ending the silence, and parents and teachers as allies, you've lived it.
Oh, yes. And these programs were not in place when I was starting on this journey with my son. So I found that a lot of teachers were unaware, uninformed, didn't really have a clue, just like me, didn't know what to do. So I said, you know what? These kids need help in schools. They need help from their parents. The teachers need help. I'm also a teacher. So when I learned about parents and teachers as allies, which we've been doing in Washtenaw County now for about 5 years, I think, I said, okay, I can do that. I'm a teacher. I'm a parent. And one of the things, one of the components of the program called Parents and Teachers as Allies is we have an informational PowerPoint that describes some of the warning signs of mental health conditions that you might see in children. Mm-hmm. And then it goes on to discuss what a teacher might see and how a teacher might be able to help that student in class. There's also a parent story, and I give my parent story. What was it like for my son in school? What helped? What hindered? And then we have a young adult give their story, and the young adults are always the star of the show, and they talk about what it was like for them. And they remember what they went through in school, and they talk about it, and they share it with the teachers so that the teachers can gain some understanding and some empathy and go, oh, I've seen that in my classroom. Wow.
And then you help them understand what's the next step to
yes,
take.
Yes.
Now, what about ending the silence? That's aimed at the students, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Ending the silence is aimed for presentations mostly in high schools, but also we're doing it a lot in middle schools, and we've also done some younger elementary schools. It is not yet evidence-based. Both programs are very close to becoming evidence-based. And it is where we present to the students. And then we also have a young adult speaking. And my son has done this to his old school.
And what's the message when these young adults come in? What are they saying to the kids sitting in front of
them? What they're saying is, I've been there, I know what it's like, and it can get better. It will get better. It's very, very powerful. Usually the adults in the audience are crying, or sometimes. And a lot of the youth in the audience, the students are going, oh, wow, I didn't want to tell anybody before, but now I think I could talk to somebody. My son presented at a training session that I had done a couple of weeks ago, and there was a woman in my training class who had lost her son to suicide. And she said to my son afterwards, if you had presented that and if my son had heard you speak, I think he would be alive today. So that shows you the power of the lived experience and showing that there's hope. And each story is different. I mean, there are some young adults that have experienced severe panic attacks. There's young adults who've had severe anxiety, severe depression, bipolar disorder, a plethora of different mental health conditions, who are now trained and wanting to give back and give hope to other kids because they're alive, they're happy, they're doing well, they have their ups and downs, but for the most part, they're doing a whole lot better than they were when they might have felt suicidal at the age of 13, 14, 15, whatever it is.
And that, I know it's said so much, but you probably can't say enough of the fact that this stigma keeps kids from speaking out.
Absolutely. They're afraid to say anything. Very often, they don't really know what's going on. So there's certainly stigma, but a lot of it is they don't know why they feel like they do. There's stigma from parents. Some parents don't want to accept it. There's stigma from teachers. People say the wrong thing all the time. You know, oh, you'll be fine. When indeed the student is not fine and they can't make themselves fine.
So the idea that I'm gathering from NAMI Michigan is get these programs into as many schools as possible throughout Michigan before it's too late. Just what that mom said
yes.
to you or to
mm-hmm.
your son. If
mm-hmm.
my son had only heard you.
Yes, absolutely.
For teachers or for parents who mm-hmm. want this program in their child's school coming up, is there a cost to the school?
No, it's given totally for free. Nobody's paid to do it. Some of the students receive a small stipend for their gas and their time, etc. But it is a totally free program. So it does astound me when we try to get into a school district and they say no. But the school districts that do have our programs are overwhelmed and they say, yes, please come again. Can you come next year? Let's do as many classes as we possibly can.
Again, the programs offered for free to high schools all throughout Michigan by NAMI Michigan. Parents and teachers as allies, again aimed at staff and teachers
parents.
And parents,
mm-hmm.
and ending the silence aimed at students. And in both cases, you get the young adults who can share the stories of what they have been through with mental health issues.
Yes.
Really powerful stuff. You can go to NAMIWC.org. That's the Washtenaw County website for NAMI because lots and lots of good information is there for you. And you can always go just to NAMI.org and that will get you through to a link to NAMI Michigan.
Yes.
Allison Payne, thank you so much for being with us and sharing your story with us.
Thank you.